dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we gather together all the stories of people doing really dumb stuff, read them, and vote on the dummiest. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A woman attempted to use a counterfeit $100 bill that had the words "for motion picture use only" written on it. According to Chicago police, Rinnet Fox, 47, attempted to pay using a $100 bill that featured the words "for motion picture use only" to purchase a jar of mayonnaise at a Restaurant Depot store. She went to a Restaurant Depot store to get a jar of mayonnaise. I don't know why I find that so funny. I got to go get some mayonnaise. I better go to the Restaurant Depot store to get it. WIVB reports that the cashier said the bill felt inauthentic before noticing the text, which was indicated that it was prop money. Local police and U.S. Secret Service were notified of the incident. Fox was charged with possession of a forged instrument, then arraigned and released on her own recognizance. The police warned local businesses to carefully inspect high-value bills and noted that prop bills should feature markings noting that they are counterfeit.
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
All right. I have no idea why I find it so amusing. I go into a Restaurant Depot store to get a jar of mayonnaise. All right. We have more dummies coming up, but we got a break. Yeah. And we're back. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. You Big Dummy continues. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Portuguese official. Whoa. Jeez, I'm going to turn that off. Portuguese officials are trying to put a value on a 19th century statue broken when a man climbed up to take a photo, possibly, of course, a selfie. The state company responsible for the statue said it is looking into whether the statue can be restored or whether a new one must be made. The statue of 16th century King Sebastian, around 3 feet tall, stood between the front doors of the Rocios train station in Lisbon. The statue and building are classified as national monuments. Police said a 24-year-old Portuguese man climbed up on top of the statue earlier this month. It came loose and fell to the ground, breaking into more than a dozen pieces. King Sebastian is well known as a monarch who fell in battle in North Africa, aged 24, without heirs. A legend still recounted said that one day he may reappear out of the midst to retake his throne. Criminal charges are pending as the cost of the replacement is calculated, or the return of the king, whichever comes first. There's a wacky writer here.
Dummy! Dummy! Get lost, dummy!
Dummy number three! Dummy number three! A young woman who asked Twitter to help her score some weed promptly received a response from the local police. The woman lists her home on the social network as Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She appeared to be on vacation in Sarasota, Florida, when she asked to help find drugs on Saturday. She tweeted, in all caps, "Who's in Sarasota and has weed? Hashtag Sarasota." The Sarasota Police Department replied, asking her to pop into the station. "If you'd like to stop by our headquarters, our narcotics detectives would be happy to talk to you. Hashtag say no to drugs." Undeterred, the woman, 16, retweeted officers' response as well as a as a meme making fun of the police's role in the war on drugs. She later wrote, "All right, guys, my tweet does have a good message. There needs to be more weed in Florida. That blank shouldn't be illegal."
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. After a breakup, you shouldn't destroy your ex's stuff, but if you are, at least try to make it sure it's their stuff. That's the lesson one man learned when he went to the wrong New Jersey house and caused thousands of dollars in damage to vehicles in the driveway. NJ.com reports the accused believed a vehicle in the driveway belonged to the woman's new boyfriend. Police say the family that lives there soon discovered several vehicles had been damaged. Investigators say the vehicle's tires were slashed and noted scratches all around the car. Police say the accused was caught on surveillance footage, was arrested hours later. He's charged with trespassing and criminal mischief. He's in custody and he can't be reached for comment. It's unclear if he has an attorney.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? Every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. It's unknown if she was hungry or just wanted to go for a drive, but a Florida woman took a stolen bagel truck through three counties, investigators said. Deputies responded at 2:18 a.m. to the report of a stolen Bagel King delivery truck at a racetrack gas station in Orlando. An officer spotted the vehicle driving near the station and followed it in his unmarked vehicle while several marked cruisers followed from a distance. The sheriff's office said the chase crossed into other counties before police were able to tactically stop the vehicle by blocking its path. There were no injuries resulting from the chase and no damage to the vehicle reported. The driver, a 27-year-old woman, was arrested on the charge of Grand Theft Auto. A Bagel King worker said the driver of the truck is home safe after finishing his bagel delivery for the day, only being slightly behind schedule. There is no word if the woman ate any bagels.
Dummy.
All right. We have to vote. Oh, man. Okay, we got to vote. The dummy who tried to buy a mayonnaise with a bill that said for movie use only. The dummy who knocked over a priceless statue, tried to take a selfie with it. The dummy who went on Twitter looking for weed. The dummy who vandalized a car thinking it was his ex's new boyfriend. And the dummy who took a bagel truck for a joyride. All right. Dan?
I do enjoy a good bagel. I go back, you know, it'd be funny as a dummy either way if she knew it was counterfeit money and still tried or didn't see the words.
Yeah.
This is counterfeit money on there.
Well, this is a woman who went to a restaurant depot store to get a jar of mayonnaise.
That's true. But hashtag Sarasota is my choice.
Who's in Sarasota has weed? All right, Vic, what are you going to go with?
I'm with Dan.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, the Sarasota weed woman. Esmeralda?
Oh, man, I like the mayo.
Yeah.
Because that's a big jar of mayo at a restaurant depot.
I know that. She really, really must have needed some mayonnaise. I mean, that's just... I got to tell you, that's my favorite part of the story. It really is. It's not that she used... the counterfeit bill is hilarious and stupid, but for some reason, just a woman walking into a restaurant depot store to buy a gigantic jar of mayonnaise. It's just, I don't know, man.
We have a tie coming up. What's your, what are you?
No, wait, no. Esmeralda, are you picking the mayonnaise?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got to go with Sarasota weed just because of the two tweets.
I mean, that is great. Hashtag Sarasota.
Hashtag Sarasota. And then, of course, hashtag say no to drugs. The cops right back.
Adam also votes for, weed.
The weed. Okay, Adam, that's a real shocker. Adam voting for weed. All right. Dan, are we ready to do one of these things?
We are ready to go.
All right, here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I
context, context, context.
Yeah.
Context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything, you can pull it out of context and it sounds dirty. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
Tony heard this one of Patty and Craig Collins. Well, at least you weren't wet, though.
No, I wasn't wet yet.
Oh, God. All right.
Brian and Dirty Dave submitted this one of Me and You.
We can get a couple in, right? Yeah?
We're just going to get the first one because it's really long.
Oh, man. Okay.
Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
My mom was doing Steve Harvey at 7:10.
Oh, man.
So early in the day.
It is early for Steve Harvey. Oh, man.
All right. This next one. Sent to us by Wild Bill, Laura, Gary, Mikey, Joe, Carol, and Roger Badish.
Good Lord.
Mark Carmen was filling in for Matt Bubala last week, and it led to this.
So I bought like an upper level nut for the game. And this woman is just eyeing my nuts. She is all over the bag. So I noticed, and I'm like, are you a big fan? She's like, yeah, I love them. And I said, well, this is an upper level. You know, it's got a candied little flavor. Finally, I felt guilty. Like, she wanted it so bad. I'm like, would you like some? She says yes. She takes her hand, bam, into my nuts. There was not one nut that was not touched. And I'm like, am I still going to eat these nuts? I ate the nuts.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
He still ate those nuts.
And he still ate his nuts. Okay, we're going to break at this point. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got more Straight Out of Context. Then we got Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday. We'll begin for a funky weekend kickoff. All right. News is next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context, context.
Yeah.
Context.
Straight out of context, everybody.
Straight out of context, context, context.
All right.
Context, context.
Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. Let's get back to our Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen 24/7. And whenever anybody says something, you can pull out of context and it's funny. Yeah, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, let's continue.
Kathy heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
When you put this on your wood, it makes the wood happy.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, his show is just conducive to that kind of stuff. Okay.
Tim submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
You want to see? I'll show you.
No, Steve, I don't. Next.
Wild Bill emailed this one of you.
So I don't know if people were doing it in the balcony. Oh, I know what that was. That was at the Amy Mann show, and nobody was holding up their phone because they weren't idiots. Okay, next.
Matthew sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I was barely keeping it up.
Wow.
It's quite a feat.
Okay, next.
These next ones. Mark heard these of you.
Well, I hang out with a lot of big dudes, guys that are a lot bigger than me. Mike's pants fall down. His pants are at his ankles. Pants gone. And I'm just kind of standing there nodding at people as they walk by. Nice to see you. This is my friend Mike. His pants are down. He'll pull his pants up as soon as he finishes. Yeah. As soon as he falls, I see. Cut it off. That's good. That's good. Yeah, my friend Mike, his pants fell down, and he didn't pull them up until he finished his beer. And so he had a free hand.
Nice editing, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you have your priorities. Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Keith submitted this one of Andrea and Steve.
That's deep.
It is deep.
Uh-huh, okay.
Tim emailed this of Ryan Burrow.
And within a half hour, it'll be back down to its normal size.
Man, half an hour? Jeez. All right.
Amy sent in this one of Craig Collins.
A little tip goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vic Vaughn and Matthew pointed out these of you and Esmeralda.
The longer you wait, the harder it gets. The longer you get, the harder it waits.
These are hard.
I'll give you one more before we break. Vic, you got in on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Harold sent in this one of Wendy.
Come back later. I will eat my way out.
How is that the first time Wendy has shown up on this segment this week?
Oh, there's more.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Wild Bill submitted this one of you.
I won't be touching that one. No, and I won't. All right.
Eric emailed this one to Bill.
I'm pumping as fast as I can. It's not coming out.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
The aforementioned Wendy. This one also from Eric.
It just wasn't fully developed as promised. But still, that's a big one. That's got to be so hard.
Jeez. All right.
Wild Bill and Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Rokon.
Is it up yet? Let me know when it's up. Okay.
You've got
not quite
it,
up yet. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I think he had to consult with the group there.
He did. Yeah. I don't know.
Finally, Matthew submitted this one of Steve Grzanich.
We will focus on how big it is, why it got that big, and is there even a chance of getting rid of it?
Oh, man. He's coming up in about 50 minutes, everybody. So that's the last one? Yes? Yes? Okay.
Spies.
Hey.
Yeah. So,
spies.
Nick D. Show spies.
Like us.
That's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
Our spies this week: John B., Wild Bill, Mikey, Dirty Dave, and Steven.
Okay.
There's four.
What?
A couple quick ones, though.
All right.
You had mentioned earlier this week when you were talking to Dan Feinberg, the Netflix show called The Jams.
Yes.
And the guys from The Jams were actually on with Steve Bertrand. They had mentioned it's a show about overnight radio, and that lead to Steve Bertrand giving you a quick mention.
Play Jay and Fitzy, the overnight hosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot like Nick DiGilio here.
Mm.
There you go.
Okay.
Next.
Actually,
up.
I'm not like the two guys on that show. That's an insult.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Esmeralda's stepping up for me. Okay, next.
Next up, as we heard earlier, Mark Harmon was a little loopy when he was filling in for Matt Pabala the other day. And a texter sent in a message, and then somehow you came up.
773, by the way, texting in to Nick. Nick. I got Nick DiGilio on my mind.
What? I'm a little disturbed.
My guess is that people were texting in like, man, Carmen, you're going to be out of context next week.
And I
so
see.
He had you know,
okay.
in the back of his mind.
All
my
right.
guess. Oh, you might just think about you all the time.
I don't want to know that. Okay.
Next up, this is from the Cochran Show. They had their text question of the day, and in thanks for the fine ratings they're enjoying on the morning show, they offered to return the favor to listeners. So they asked listeners what they could do for them, and it led to this.
708 texter says, I'd like one of you to babysit my 10-year-old and 7-year-old triplets so my husband and I could regain our sanity for a few hours. Oh, my 10-year-old and 7-year-old triplets. I thought she had two sets of triplets.
I thought she did, too.
My 10-year-old and 7-year-old triplets.
So three 7-year-olds plus and a 1 is 4. Okay. That's too many.
Andre is great with
I was going to say, I love kids.
Oh, I'd do this.
You want to do it together?
10 and 7. I would rock and roll these kids all day.
All right, let's do that together because there's four kids. Yeah. All right, we'll do that.
You guys have fun.
Sounds like a great job for Uncle Nick. Ooh, that's where she made a mistake. I don't think you want Nick hanging around with the kids.
Mm-mm.
Imagine the movies he'd have them watching.
Exorcist. Remember he snuck out and saw The Exorcist as when he was 5?
I was 8.
Can you imagine if you're 5 years old sneaking out?
And I didn't sneak out. My dad took me to see it. It's not like I left the house at the age of 8 and like I'm just going to go out and see The Exorcist.
I feel like you would have been a news story.
Yeah.
Child sneaks out.
Child sneaks. My parents are like, where is he? And I'm at the gateway watching The Exorcist. Okay.
Last one. This is from Patty's show. We were very fortunate earlier this week to be nominated for a Silver Dome Award. The National Association of Broadcasters here in Illinois. And we were one of 3 individuals nominated for that award, and it came up on Patty's show.
We were nominated for a Silver Dome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, best radio personality in Chicago.
What?
She's up against some people I've never heard of. Nick DiGilio, Ro Khan.
Can you believe that? Oh, no. It's Ro Khan and Nick D. Yeah.
We've stacked the nominee
we
list.
Did.
Then.
We did. We own that one.
Does that mean that there's no other personality on other radio stations?
No, because WGN hasn't won for a few years, so other personalities on other radio stations have won this award.
What?
Yeah.
By the way, Steve Cochran has been nominated for best radio team.
This is true.
Dave Ennett, Andrea Darlis have also been nominated in their categories. Bill and Wendy have been nominated.
Yep.
Dave Schwann. Schwann's got a nomination for Silver Dome. Silver Dome. That's,
and Dean Richards, I think,
Dean
had one
Richards, yeah.
for a special of some kind.
Lots of people.
Yeah, WGN's all over the place. And, of course, we're also nominated for Best Station.
Yes, we are. It helps having all 3 of the radio
Yeah, it really does. It really helps a lot.
Personality.
Right.
Yeah, I had no idea. They had no idea I was nominated.
You didn't get an email or anything?
I guess I did. Dan told me about it, and I was like, what? I had no idea. All right.